Good evening, our boys. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech this year. They are Mechuborim, and it's a total of 70 psukim. So let's try to get to Shlishi tonight, but don't get scared off because Shlishi is only like 5 psukim. But let's learn it up. Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim, Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Aleikeichem. You are standing today, all of you, in front of Hashem Aleikeichem. Rosheichem, your heads, Shifteichem, your Shvatim. Vizikneichem, your elders, Vishoitreichem, and the Shoitrim. Koil Ish Yisrael, all men of Klal Yisrael. Zok Rashi, Atem Nitzav Mayoim, Melamech Akinson Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yoy Moise, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered them in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the day that he was Nifter, Lachnisam Bebris, to bring them into the Bris. So Biruchim Zmazber, which Bris was this? This was not the Bris of Torah and Mitzvahs, because that was done already. This was a special Bris to be Oiker, the Shoyrish Poyri Rosh Velana. That's the evil, bitter shayrish that was inside of them, because since the Maaseh they were in Mitzrayim, and they had the influence from the Egyptians, even though, you know, everybody knew it was disgusting. Let's say they did Avodah Baal Pa'or, which is disgusting. They relieved themselves in front of Avodah Zarah. That was the Avodah. But you know it's disgusting. But nevertheless, you saw it, and you heard it, therefore makes a Roshim on you. We have to be Oiker that, Zokti Rabbi Yochum. That was the Bris over here. Roshaychem Shifteichem, Roshaychem Lishifteichem. The Russia, the heads of your Shvatim, Ziknechem, Vishotrechem, Hachoshev, Choshev, Koidim. Means the ones that are more Choshev are mentioned first. V'acher kach kol ish Yisrael. And afterwards, all the Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk Yud, Tapchem, your children. Nesheichem, your wives. V'ger chashe bekerev machanechem, the ger that is amongst your camp. Mechoite v'itzecha, from the woodchopper, at shoyev imecha, to the water schlepper. Teaches us that the Knainim came to be Mizgair in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like the Givoinim came in the days of Yeshua. That's what it says by the Givoinim in Yeshua Perek Tes, Pasuk Dalet. They also did Ba'orma. What does it mean also? Pshat is the Knainim did it in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted it to be accepted as the Gerim. And they also did it, the Givonim did it also in the days of Yeshua. V'nosna Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu made them choit ve'eitzim, the woodchoppers, v'shoivimayim, the water carriers. That says the Gemara in Yevamos, daf ayin tes amid aleph. So the Sim Zucham says, Eina kavona loy mesherimu es Moshe. Chas v'shalom doesn't mean they tricked Moshe Rabbeinu, k'mo sherimu es Yeshua, just like they tricked Yeshua. Chas v'shalom sherimu es misha nemar lov, b'chol beisi nemonhu. Chas v'shalom to say that they fooled someone who Moshe Rabbeinu says b'chol beisi nemonhu ma'midbar yud beis pasuk zayin. So Chas v'shalom to say that they fooled him. El shabo elav lahashlim imoy. They came to him to make peace with him, the Canaanim, with Moshe Rabbeinu. V'loy kiblon, he was never makabel them. V'nosnam l'chayt ve'eitzim l'shoivimayim. So the Sif Zecham speaks out. He made them into these chayt ve'eitzim l'shoivimayim. So what does it mean? Gam heima, they also came. Shebo avaloy sheyachlu. They couldn't fool Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol beis nemonhu. They just came, and they tried to be accepted, to be mashlim with him, to make peace with him. Pasuk Yud Aleph li avrcha bevris Hashem li kechu va'olosay, to pass you or to put you into the bris of Hashem li kecha and His olo. Asher Hashem li kecha koyris imcha ayoyim, that Hashem li kecha is being koyris with you today. Zok Rashi, what does that mean? La avrcha. It means that you should come pass into the bris, like the Targum says, la alusach b'kiyama d'Hashem, to put you into this the bris of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what is lihiyoscha over bevris? So it's important to speak out. The Sif Zecham says, "Ratzalaymer ata be'atzmacha tei over, you yourself will pass, v'lo yali deicharim, not someone else." That's what. So meaning like this: lihiyoscha over bevris, v'lo yitoch nefarsh k'may lavirech lavircha. Like to pass you oath through, el kamoy lasoyischem oisam, to do them. So pshat is lavrcha liyoyischa over bris, that you should be over in the bris. Lavrcha bevris derech avoro, passing through. Kacha yikursei bris oisam. This is what the people that made bris ois used to do. Mechitza mikan and mechitza mikan. They used to make a mechitza on one side, mechitza on the other side, a partition. Va'over in meantime, they used to pass in the middle. K'mashal nemer, like it says in Yirmiyo, lamedal yudches ha'egel ashekorsu l'shnayim, the eagle that they cut into two, fayavru bein besorov, and they passed through its sides, its two sides. Yeah, it's interesting. Rashi does not bring us bothered by that. Why doesn't Rashi bring bris bein besorim? What's the pshat over there? Unless it doesn't say Mefurish there in the Pasuk. Does it say Mefurish in the Pasuk over there? It does, no? So it's a pillar. Rashi means a Pasuk in Yirmiyo, Lamedalid, Yudches, Eglash, Kosel, Shnayim, Bein, Besarf. Interessant. Unless over there wasn't, I don't know. Later. Who was the bris between Avram over there? By, what, one second. By who? Between him and Hashem. So that could be that's the chiluk right there. Here, that Rashi says, Kederach, people that made a bris, two people making a bris, they used to make a mechitza mikan, a mechitza mikan, right? And they used to go in the middle, like it says over there near Miyo. We'll have to learn it up what it's talking about. Yirmiyo lamadalit ha'egel ashakor slishnayim v'yavar b'im sof. That's between two people, but by Avram Avinu, you can answer that was between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? It is. It's talking. L'chayr, it is talking to me. No, L'chayr, I'm saying the pasuk near me is talking about two people. By two people. I didn't look it up, but we have to look up the pasuk. But that's L'chayr, I would say, be mechalik. You hear Devir, you hear the Kashi is asking?
Yeah.
And questions like this. Rashi says, he brings a pasuk called Egel Asher Korsu L'shnayim, we're in pasuk Yud-Alf. Rashi says that the Egel that you cut into two, Vayavru Bein Besorov, and he passed through the two sides. So he asked me, what, you need an example from Yirmiyo? You have an example from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu made the bris bein Absarim, right? So why are you bringing me from Merchak Tovi Lachmoy? So you bring me a rai from Yirmiyo. So I wanted a tain. I didn't look into it. I'm saying I have to look into it. It could be a mamish making a toast. But could Ulai, over there, Avram Avinu, it's between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's not a good example. Here we want an example, like Rashi starts off. Kacha yukorisei brisois oisin. That's a people that made a bris used to do. Mechitza mikan, mechitza mikan. But if you can bring me an example from Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu wasn't ois korisei brisois. That was between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam, his own bris bein Absarim. Ulai, we still yesh l'ayin b'zeh. That's what I wanted to tell you. Over here. Right, that's true. You just looked it up. Here it's also talking about between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Okay, good. Yesh l'ayin b'zeh. That is the aura why Rashi brings that pasuk over there. Yeah, okay, you have to, because Rashi over there says the same thing. I see he's bringing down the Venus and Makroyas music. Okay. It's interesting because Devanezer brings the same example. La'avrucha, Vayavru. Unless it doesn't say the Lashon over there, Vayavru, by Avram, that could be that's the Pshat. I think now, and I'm just hopping now, yeah. It says La'avrucha Bevris. In the Pasuk it says La'avrucha. Rashi started off Derech Ha'avoro. It has to be Derech Ha'avoro. Like if you see over there, it says Egelash HaKor Slushan, Vayavru Ben Besorov. There's Lashon of Avoro. No, Lashon of passing. Ovar. Derech Avor, passing through. So if you can bring me from Avram Aminu, you have to check out what it says there, but I don't think it says Avar, unless I'm saying wrong. You have to look up the Pesukim there. We'll get there, Mr. Shem, and gracious. But when we see the broad picture, we'll see what's going on. Pasuk Yud Beis. Leman Hakim Oischa Hayoim, so that he could establish you today. Loi La'am, for him as a nation. And he will be to you as a God. Kasher dibra lach, as he spoke to you, v'chasher nishba lav yisecha, like he swore to your fathers, the Avraham, the Yitzchak, the Yaakov, the Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Rashi, l'ma'am hakim oischa yoyim loy la'am, so that he could establish you today for him as a nation. Kol kachu nichnas l'troyach, l'man ki kayim oischa l'fanav la'am. So much Ribbono Shel Olam he puts himself into. He goes into to a tircha that he should mekayim you in front of him as a nation. Now, it's very, very... I don't understand this, Rashi. It's a tircha for the Ribbono Shel Olam to mekayim Klal Yisrael as a nation. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the whole world, right? Mekarnei beitzim at what's the lashon over there? At karnei chagovim. Kine beitzim at karnei chagovim. The Ribbono Shel Olam runs the whole world. He created it. It's kol kachu nichnas l'troyach. Tircha, how's it shayach a tircha by the Ribbono Shel Olam? Pele, what's the shan Rashi over here? Kol kachu nichnas l'troyach. What's the tircha? Tircha by Ribbono Shel Olam.
We're not
going to
let him.
Okay, that needs Hezbollah over here. What's the pshat over here? And as I'm speaking it out, yeah.
The whole pshat is that it's not like the Shvok who made himself that it's not totally to him.
Shluchim.
Oh.
So it's up to them, but it sounds like the tircha is on Hashem. L'troyach, kol kach yehud nichnas l'troyach l'man kayim o'yischa l'fanav la'om.
Maybe even if they don't do so well.
then it's a tirch, you're saying he goes out of his way for them.
Yeah,
anyway.
Because
the Shem
made it
this
certain way.
Okay, Shemaya. I hear. I want to think about that a little bit more. What's the pshat in Rashi over here? Okay, but I hear the Mahalach he's saying. Okay, v'hu yeh l'chol elokim, he'll be to you as elokim, l'fisha dibr l'cho v'nish b'lav yisrael. Since he spoke to you and he swore to your forefathers, shloy l'hach l'fezar and b'macheres, that he's not going to switch his offspring, their offspring, with a different nation. L'kachu oyser eschem b'shvuas alalu shloy taknitu. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel'olam answers you with these shvuas that you should not antagonize him. Acher shehu eini yochli bodl mekem, since he already swore to your avos, so that he's never going to separate himself from you. So therefore, he puts you into the shvuas that don't start up with him. Don't start up with, don't antagonize Ribbono Shel Olam, because he's stuck here. Because since he swore to the avos that he's never going to be oiz of Klal Yisrael, he's never going to forsake them, and then you're going to antagonize him, and then he's going to have to be oiz of you, but he can't mitzat sheni because he already swore. So therefore, he put you into these shvuas. Shaloi takni tu. Don't be maknet Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't start to antagonize Hashem. Because he made it a mitzvah, says that I can't leave from you. I'm attached to you forever. That's what I just chapshat. That's Yisrael v'yaraisa v'kutshabrichu chadhu. Yisrael, the Torah, and kutshabrichu is all one. What's a pshat? Ein yachli bodl mekem. The Banishim says we're all one. Klal Yisrael, the Torah, and me, it's all one. Chativa achas. Ein yachli bodl mekem. At kampi Rashi lefi pshuta shel pasha. Rashi says, till now I told you posh pshat. All right, Rashi always says, "Ani bossi the fire is pshuta shel mikra." I came to tell you parshas pshat. Now, since there's a lot of medrashim, medrash agadu, lama nismuchu parshas atem nitzavim leklolos. Why is the parsha of atem nitzavim next to the klolos? Vishasham Yisrael mea klolos chaser shtayim. Since Klal Yisrael heard 98 klolos, 100 klolos minus 2. So Shaul Geller asked me today, "You can't tell me tishim v'shmona mea shtayim mea chaser shtayim." But it sounds a lot. So some want to tiny because it sounds a lot. Oh, Arboim Chasacha, the same thing. That what? It sounds more. Yeah. Yeah, no, we talked about the Gemara. What are you saying? That what? That what? 39. Yeah, is this a Chazal like that also? It says Arboim Yakenu, so the Gemara Darshan's it's really 39. So someone answered him, someone was standing there, he answered him, because it sounds more choshev, it's scarier, 100 klolos, chaser shtayim, right? So the kid said, it was just, I like the aura, I chapta, no, from the aura. I tell him, you know, how many were? He tells me 90. I said, there weren't 90, there were 98. Meyach chaser shtayim. He says, meyach chaser shtayim, tagid yashar, tishim b'shmoneh. Say straight, meyach chaser shtayim. What sounds more lumdish? So that's what he asked me. I like the kasha. Okay. So Banisham says, listen, Major says, "Lama nisra parshas atem nitzam leklolos v'shasham Yisrael meya klolos chaser shtayim." They heard 98 klolos. Chutz mi mem tesha b'teris koinim. Besides the 49 in teris koinim, hariku pneim. The face turned green. Va'amru mi yuchel lamid be'elu. Who could ever stand up with such klolos? Hischel Moshe lefayis. Moshe Ben says, "I'm going to appease you. Don't get so scared." Atem nitzav mayoyim. What does that mean? Harbe chastem lemokoyim. You got Rabbi Nishlam very, very angry. And he did not destroy you. You're still here. Rabbi Nishlam didn't destroy you. Don't feel so bad. It's scary, but you're still here. He never destroyed you yet. He's being mefaced them now.
No, I know. But he's saying that the claws won't affect.
No, he's not saying the claws. The claws are there. Chai v'kayim. They're standing there. But they didn't take place yet. You're so scared. What was Hariku Pneim? They thought Rabbi Nishlam was going to destroy them. Forget about it. Look what, just read those clothes. What's going on here? Right? Calm down. Atem nitzavim. You got your Banshim very angry. Harbei chastem. What's harbei chastem? The Meimariva, the Cheta Egel, the what was going on there? Keep counting on your fingers. The Slov. Right? V'lo yeschem eschem. The Banshim did not destroy you. Hariatem kayam lefonov. Atem nitzavim. Rashi's saying, Atem kayam lefonov. You're still here. That's the Medrash Tanchuma says. It was the 40 years they were in the Midbar until they came in. It wasn't such a long tekufa. Yeah, it wasn't such a long tekufa. Yeah. What? Okay. Yeah, and Chanami. Yeah, so the Rebbe Ban says that the one was in Bayis Rishon and one was in Bayis Sheni. Yeah, the Rebbe Bechaya. Yeah, and some say whatever happened in the Holchaz. Okay, let's see a little vaita. Yoim, kayoim azeshu kaim. Just like today, it's still around. V'mafilu meir, it's dark and it's light. Kach Heir Lechem, the Ribbono Shel Olam lit it up for you. V'chein Osad L'Hor Lechem, and it's going to be light for you, and he's going to ignite it and illuminate it in the future. V'aklolos v'yisurim mekayim eschem. Now, what's the purpose of the klolos v'yisurim? Don't get scared. That's mekayim you. U'matzivin eschem l'fonav. That makes you established and makes you yatziv, steady in front of him. That's atam nitzav matzivim eschem l'fonav. The Medrash says. Why? So the Sibz Chacham says, Pirish, al yidei aklolis atem nizar milav ram mitzvahs loyalim. You're never going to be over the mitzvahs forever through the klolis, because it keeps you in place. That keeps you steady. Ve'oyitshem emarkim avoynis and fakeret. It's very good for you. It erases your averus. V'tiu chayim v'kayom loyalim. You can have chayim netzach. You can live forever. Chayin amram perikam adavoy dezor davdalin. Meseches brachos davhei. Okay, now then he says, Avafa Pasha Shal Mailo Mizu Piyuzani, the Pasha before, the end of Kisavoy, says Atem Reisem, right? Atem Reisem Eskol, whatever happened, Eskol at the end of Pasha's Kisavoy. End of Pasha's Kisavoy, right? That's also Piyuzan. That's how this Pshat is learning. In Perik Choftes, it says, right? Vikram Moshe's call Yisrov Yemar Leim, Atem Reisem Eskol Asher 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 And Vaiter, that's what Rashi says over there at the end. The pasuk says at the end. So that was also piyusin. Dover Acher, another pshat. Now this, it took me a while to figure out what Rashi was telling us. Atem nitzavim lefisha hayu Yisrael yoytzim miparnas leparnas. Since Klal Yisrael going out from one leader to another leader, mi Moshe le Yeshua, from Moshe to Yeshua, lefichach also isam matzavo. Therefore, Ribbono Shel Olam made them a standing assembly that they should stand. The lashon matzavo kedei lezarzim to be mezarzim. Now, for example, v'chein also Yeshua did in Yeshua perik chav dalid pasuk aleph. That was the last perik in Yeshua. There's 24 parakim in Yeshua, and he made them. We're going to see. He doesn't bring the pasuk here, but it says the lashon that he had them stand in front of him. V'chein Shmuel, it says isyatzvu v'shoft eschem, stand steady, and then I will judge you. When they went out of his hand, they went into the yad of Shoal. So then he made them. He was miyatziv them. He made them stand. So over here, nitzavim. Rashi saying the major saying matzav. It's a lashon of standing assembly. I just wanted to mention what time do we have to finish today. Now or 45? Okay. It says leman hakim oischa yom loy laom. Loy. It says with a vav. So I saw yesterday from the Sfasem, it's a very interesting thing. Not on this pasuk, no shayiches betzim, it's but in the word. We say, loy anachno. Right? V'tzoyin marisa, right? We say, what's the rest of the pasuk? I remember the beginning. Loy anachno, we're to ribbono shel olam. So loy is spelled with a vav. Loy anachno, lamed vav. Loy anachno, we are to Hashem. V'tzoyin marisa, and we're his tzoyin, right? That he shepherds with. So the Sfasem said a beautiful vort. You spell it, it's a Korean aksiv. He said over, Loy anachnu, the more, with a lamed aleph, Loy anachnu, the more that we're in Loy anachnu, we're machni ourselves to Ribbono Shel Olam, Lo anachnu, we're not anachnu, we're nothing, right? Then it's Loy anachnu, then we're the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does that mean? The more you machni yourself, and you have shiflus, which is the side of tshuva, he says it in El, that's what he brings it, he has a whole mimer in El, at the end of Parshas Nitzavim. So the Sama says over there, the more it's loy anachnu with an aleph, then it's more loy anachnu with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then with Tzayim Marisa, because Rosh Hashanah, it's for Maisa Behema, whatever it is, he goes vait in that. But I want to point out that thing. We should be for the Ribbono Shel Olam as a nation. What's the pshat? The more, how do you become loy la'am if it's loy anachnu with an aleph? Loy anachnu, we're klum, we're nothing, right? We go with hachno and with shiflus, then it's loy anachnu, we're to Ribbono Shel Olam. That could be pshat over here. How do you come to loy la'am if it's loy anachnu? Then it's loy anachnu with a vav, and maybe it's loy la'am. So one at a time. Okay, another few minutes over here. Pasuk, Yod Gimel, V'loy itchem levatchem. Not with you alone, Anoichi kairis es habris. Am I making this bris with hazois? Vesa ola hazois, and this olo. It's not only with you alone. Pasuk Yudal brings us up to Shlishi. Ki es asher yesh noifoi imonu oy medayoyim, lifnei Hashem elikeinu. Rather. So this key over here, the Rashbam, I believe, speaks out. It's a lashon of Ella. I don't see it right now. The Rashbam. Ki. What does it mean? Since. Rather, meaning like this. So whoever's here today, standing here today, in front of Hashem Elikeinu, whoever's not here either. So the Rush speaks out before we see Rashi. Who is that? The Rush in the back of the Chumash speaks out a very interesting thing. The Rush says like this. Those are the people that are standing over here. And the Rush says, Afilu oisim shadayim lo nivru hagufim, the ones that the gufim, the bodies weren't created yet, mikol makoim, nevertheless, hanefashis hayusham, the nefashis were there, the neshamas were there. L'kach lo nemar amida, that's why it doesn't say lashon of amida. Where's the Rush over here? Oh, it says Vesasher Einenu Poy Melamed. Shafilo Oisem Shadayim Loi Nivra Gufin. Even the ones that were not the Gufin, the bodies were not created yet. Mikol Mokim Anefashis Hayusham. The Nefashis were there. That's Asher Einenu Poy is the Nefashis, because the Gufin, meaning the Gufin, were in there. The Fichel Einem Ramin. It doesn't say Amin. It doesn't measure. Tanchuma says Al Kapanu. Who is that? Rashi says, and we'll finish with this Rashi in a minute. Vesasher Einenu Poy. The ones that are not here. Ve'afim Doris Asidim Lias. Even the future Doris that are going to come into being. So. Those, it's not only itchem levatchem, but it's with them also that I'm making this bris. Now, the Moisef Rashi says in Tehillim Nun Hey Tezvav, what's yeshnoi? Yeshnoi means yesh, a lashon that people are here. Just the Torah uses a lashon yeshnoi, but so it makes it more the Torah dik a lashon. Al kaponim, it's not only people ki yesh yeshnoi po yimano ayim arayim lefnei Hashem. That's the gufim that are here right now lefnei Hashem lekeinu. That's asher inenu po. Those are the gufim that are not. There's no gufim. Just the nefashis that are still here po yimano hayoyim. They're here also. And I just mentioned in conclusion what Rabbi Ruchim says that. What was this bris? This bris was not for Torah and for mitzvahs. This bris was a special bris over here that the Rosh was bringing them in, because since they were in Mitzrayim and that Ashbah from the Egyptians, and these people were Ovid Baal Pa'or, which is a disgusting Avodah. They poured themselves in front of an Avodah Zarah. They relieved themselves. Everybody knows that's a disgusting, lowly thing to do. Nevertheless, the Rosh tells them, you were there. You saw it. It makes a Roshim on you. I want to be Oiker that Shoyrish Mar. That's Pen Yesh Bechem Shoyrish. Right, what's Lashon? Porosh Velana, that's that disgusting, bitter herb. You saw it. I want to be oiker that in Gansin. And once I could be oiker that, that's what this bris was for over here. And then he brings the Geras Taman. The Rambam says that anybody doesn't believe in the Das, our religion, so Le Umbla Voice of Al Har Sinai. His grandfathers didn't stand on Har Sinai. Why? Because that anybody that has a son that goes off to Avodah Zarah, he says, because it was a chesaron by the father. Because it wasn't shalom by him. But that's what this bris over here was, to make their emunah and the Ribbono Shel Olam shalom. With that, Rabbi Yisrael, we finish today's shiur.